This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, a win and a loss from the Supreme Court and vaccine mandates. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
The Supreme Court of the United States handed down two rulings that greatly influenced the citizens affected by the Biden administration's vaccine mandates. The mandate that was struck down in a 6-3 vote was the Occupational Safety and Health Administration's rule that mandated that any company or business with at least 100 employees required workers to get tested for COVID weekly, wear a mask, or get vaccinated. If they didn't comply with that, they would face hefty fines per offense. The court decided that OSHA did not have the authority to impose the mandate on the companies. They ruled that OSHA empowers the secretary to set workplace safety standards, not broad public health measures, and that, under the law as it stands today, the power rests with the state and Congress, not OSHA. Although COVID-19 is a risk that occurs in many workplaces, it is not an occupational hazard in most. COVID-19 can and does spread at home, in schools, during sporting events, and everywhere else that people gather. That kind of universal risk is no different from day-to-day dangers that all face from crime, air pollution, or any number of communicable diseases. The court ruled that if OSHA had more powers, it would significantly expand the agency's authority beyond the limits that Congress had set. The other case went in favor of the Biden administration in a 5-4 decision upholding the COVID-19 vaccine mandate that was issued by the Department of Health and Human Services, which greatly affects healthcare workers. Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Brett Kavanaugh sided with the three liberal justices allowing the vaccine mandate for healthcare workers to continue. This decision affects roughly 10.4 million workers.